Hey sis, did you know that knowing how to utilize your pauses can actually benefit your overall speech or presentation? It can help your audience to retain the information that you're presenting to them, which builds that rapport between you and them. Pausing can help you to collect your thoughts, it can slow yourself down, and present your speech in a way that does not feel rushed or underprepared. Let's get into today's episode, friend, because we're going to discuss the importance of pausing and how to utilize them correctly. All right, let's get into it. Hey, sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Before we get into this episode, I just want to let you guys know that at the time of this recording, we have almost reached 3,000 downloads. Friends, that is mind-boggling to me and so exciting. And so if you want to become an insider for the show, then go to the link in the show notes below and click to sign up, and you can get exclusive giveaway opportunities in the weekly newsletter or insights for the show or public speaking tips that may not actually come up on the show for weeks and weeks. You'll get that exclusive insight. And so, if you want to sign up, link is in the show notes below. All right, now let's get into this episode. Pauses are not something that people usually practice, but it's actually a crucial part to creating a worthwhile speech or presentation. A lot of times, and friends, I have definitely been guilty of this for sure, but a lot of times we like to rush what we have to say. We may have practiced so much that it's like ingrained in our brains, and so we can't help but blurt it out and kind of word vomit. But there's also that other end to things where we could be so nervous that we just want to kind of get things over with and speak as fast as we can. Or maybe we're just kind of in between those two. But in any sense, we've all been there. And so I want to help you learn how to actually use your pauses in a way that helps you to feel calm, cool, and collected, how to use them to push your speech along, build a rapport with your audience, and help you to look more confident and sure of what you're even saying. When you go to speak, you usually have your speech set up by major points. So what you're going to do is that after each major point, you're going to give a 3-second pause. This allows your audience to take it in, to recognize the fact that you are transitioning into a next point, and it allows them to kind of build that anticipation within themselves to want to hear more from you and what you have to say. You don't want to just rush ahead and keep talking, because then they're going to get confused. They're not really going to settle into what you're saying, and you're not going to build that with them. Now, friend, you want to make sure that you don't do the 3-second pause in between everything that you say, because that is going to cause kind of this confusion within your audience, and they're going to start to look at you like you don't know what you're talking about because you keep pausing. So what you're going to do in between each subsection, which are the sections within your main point that discuss them a little bit further, that go a little bit more in depth before you get into the next main point. So in those subsections, you are going to give about a 1 to 2 second pause. What that is going to do is allow you to catch your breath a little bit in between everything that you're saying, and your audience is not going to think that you don't know what you're talking about. They're actually going to think that you are confident, that you know what you're saying, and that you're just taking your time and informing them of what you are talking about. And that is where we want to be. We want to make sure that our audience feels secure in what we are saying and that they trust us to deliver the information to them. Alrighty, let's recap really quick. So when you are transitioning from one main point to the next, you want to give about a 3-second pause. Then when you are discussing the subsections within your main point, you want to give about a 1 to 2 second pause in between each of those. What this will do is it will help you to kind of regulate yourself, regulate your breathing, give yourself the time to process your thoughts, process what comes next, and it will help you to feel more confident, much calmer as you are presenting. And if you feel calmer, your audience is going to see that and they're going to trust you a little bit easier. They're going to be more willing to believe and trust in what you are telling them. And they're also going to believe that you know what you are talking about. And so they're going to be more willing to listen to you, more willing to receive from you. And that is what we want, friend. Now, I'm going to say that at first, when you start practicing your pauses, it's going to feel a little unnatural, especially if you speak really fast. If you just are kind of blurting out everything that you say, I definitely struggle with this at times because I just get so excited and I just want to say everything at once, and pausing feels weird. And so I want to let you know that that's completely normal, but you got to push through it, because in the end, if you listen back, if you've recorded yourself and you listen back to your presentation, you'll see that the pauses actually benefit you and benefit your presentation, and doesn't make you feel like you're just rushing through, but makes it feel like you truly know what you're talking about, you believe in it, and you're confident in it. I would love to end this episode by praying for you all, and then that will be it for today. Alrighty, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day that you've given. And Lord, I pray over this listener that you would guide them to learn how not to rush through life and rush through what they're saying to others and their interactions. But I pray, God, that they would instead see the beauty of slowing down. That, Lord, when they spend time with you, when they are in prayer, when they are speaking to other people, God, that you would help them to see the beauty of taking in each moment and enjoying those moments and savoring each moment, because they are blessings from you. I pray, God, teach them the art of slowing down and pausing, and let them see the reward of it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Alrighty, friend, I will see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with